Time now on the Benoist Pregame Show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Tom, you expended an awful lot of energy last week against Ferris after a 10-day trip to Alaska. You noticing any lingering effects as far as legs and as far as energy levels?
Not in practice at all, Schulze. We've went very, very short. We're trying to keep the energy up. Biggest thing this time of year, and especially with that early season road trip, you don't want to overdo it. But no, our legs have been great. Our practices have been great. Probably the most difficult time since that trip was that Saturday night against Arizona State. We had, again, we were on E. The gaslight was on right there, Schulze, and we had to fill up the tank. We had to put some gas in, and we couldn't, and the guys found a way. But since then, I think, again, we're acclimated, we're back into our routine, and that's good to see.
You won the North Star Cup a year ago. It might have been your best weekend last year, and you had a lot of good weekends. A couple things that stand out to me, obviously, was the 2 5-minute majors you killed off, Kyle Bauman's couple of breakaways, Mike Bitzer was the MVP. Which one of those most impressive to you?
Probably those 5-minute majors. And I'll tell you right now, Schulze, that can't happen this weekend. You take a look at Minnesota's power play, Mankato's power play, St. Cloud's power play, but those were big. Sometimes, again, you can shoot yourself right in the foot by getting those, and the guys responded well.
This event will probably never rival the Bean Pot in Boston just because of the 10 miles apart those four schools are, but what can this tournament do to get it close to that?
I think it's already there, Schulze. I just think, again, the biggest thing is just, once you have some time and you've had this a few years, now you're generating a little history, and then you get a loyal fan base, and then it becomes the thing to do on your calendar, just like the Bean Pot is, those first two Mondays in February. And I think that's the biggest thing right here is sometimes it just takes time, but we're going to have outstanding crowds today. We had outstanding crowds last weekend. The biggest thing is, can we get the crowds for two games?
Your team's had a lot of success here in big-time games. Do you know why?
I don't know, Schulze. Again, some of these things you can't put a finger on. The bottom line is sometimes, again, you're a little puck lucky. There's a fine line between winning and losing, and sometimes, again, we got the last break.
2 weeks in a row, I've got to ask you about some bad stuff. Blaine Jarvis was killed earlier this week, former player. The news has got to be tough for a coach, right?
It's awful, and I feel so bad, for Blaine's wife, 4-month-old son, Carol and Ken, his mother and father, just tremendous people. He was just the consummate Beaver, and it's the first time, since I've been the head coach, one of my players has passed away, and it's a tough one, and it's interesting. A lot of the guys have been talking about it. It's been on the social media, and it brings back a lot of stories this past couple of days. I know with the staff, with Teddy and I and Travis, about Blaine, and but it's just it's a terrible tragedy.
More with Tom Cerutori when we return, the Benoist Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back. Part two with head coach Tom Cerutori on a Minnesota coach. They won 5 in a row on film. What have you noticed about them as of late?
I think they're the typical Gopher team. They spread the rink out. They push the puck up ice quick. They're very good on the power play. You really have to watch what goes on in the back door. You have to be aware of where your guy is. You have to have good sticks. You have to engage. We have to do a good job on their defensemen.
Back when I was working on their radio broadcast in 2000, they were really built for big ice. Kind of struggled on small ice. Is that still the case now in 2016?
I don't think so. I think they play enough on small ice right now, Schulze, mostly in that Big Ten. Wisconsin's got, I think 90. I think they're 90 in width. But the other teams are small ice right there. So they play a lot more on small ice right now. They're good. I don't care if it's big ice, medium ice or small ice, and they can play the game.
Their power play is really, really good. What do they do well?
Again, they spread you out, Schulze. And what happens? They have the ability of making quick plays because of their skill level. They can freeze you. Once they freeze you, you can't be froze either. And they're so good on hitting back doors, and we just have to be aware of that. And we're just going to have high intensity on our penalty kill.
They're 10-1 when they score first. Safe to say that's a major focus for you guys today.
Thanks for telling me that, Schulze. I wasn't looking at the statistics as much as you right there. So I guess we just can't. We won't let that happen then, I guess.
Best of luck doing that.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.